I try and interject a little culture in her life whenever I can.
Fan Club and Fatima Mansions at the Marquee. Monday, November the 4th, Violent Femmes at the Ritz. Thursday, November the 7th, Zappa's Universe at the Ritz. Friday, November the 8th, the Michael Berlin Trio at Harrington's Cafe. Saturday, November the 9th, Kenny Rankin at IMAC and Voice of the Beehive at Marquee. Sunday, November the 10th, Jethro Tull at the Paramount. If you have any further questions regarding upcoming concerts, give us a call at 516-632-6901. Once again, this is Vanessa Moran on WUSB 90.1.
Suicide the second leading cause of death among youth? Why has it increased over 200% in the last 20 years? Why do over 500,000 young people between the ages of 15 and 19 attempt suicide every year? It is now becoming evident that one of the primary influences encouraging them to take their lives is rock music. One teenager who unfortunately succeeded in committing suicide was 14-year-old Eric Anderson of St. Louis Park, Minnesota. His favorite groups were Van Halen, Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, AC/DC, Quiet Riot, and Motley Crue. Eric's mother said he watched it, MTV. Day and night, he watched it until 6 o'clock in the morning. Eric and his friends were so obsessed with the rock scene that the very night before he died, they held a seance and attempted to contact the spirits of dead rock stars. At 2:30 the next afternoon, with his eyes filled with tears, he said to his father, "Dad, I just can't cope with the pressure." He then went into his room, took his .22 caliber rifle off the wall rack, and killed himself. Apparently, he had followed the deranged advice of one of his favorite rock singers, Ozzy Osbourne, who preaches in Suicide Solution. Suicide is the only way out. Why don't you kill yourself? Because you can't escape the Master Reaper. Though Ozzy preaches such deadly lyrics, he defends himself, saying, "Parents have called me and said, when my son died of a drug overdose, your record was on the turntable. I can't help that. These people are freaking out anyway, and they need a vehicle for the freakouts." Pathetically, rock stars themselves are being caught in the devastating grasp of suicide. Peter Townsend, formerly of The Who, acknowledged, "Rock is going to kill me somehow, mentally or physically or something. It's going to get me in the end." I myself spent 6 months contemplating suicide every day. I know it still doesn't make sense. I'll say it one more time, though. I myself spent 6 months contemplating suicide every day. The influence of drugs and rock and roll had almost destroyed my life. Until, with a knife in my hand, after trying to cut my wrists, I cried out, "God help me!" And from that moment on, he began to change my life. And a short while later, I became a born-again Christian. Though not devoid of a sense of humor. From that moment on, sit down in the back, thank you. He began to change my life. And a short while later, I became a born-again Christian again. I just wanted to reemphasize that. Whether you like it or not, you are in a battle for your life. The devil wants to destroy you, and he's using rock music as a primary agent. And
to your telephone, Rollo.
Hello, Rollo. I need the number for a WUSB Stony Brook, the studio line, please.
One moment.
Rollo.
The number is 632-6901.
The devil.
632-6901. If you need further assistance, a directory assistance operator will return.
The devil wants to destroy you. And he's using rock music as a primary agent. But God has not given you life. only to have it choked out by the demented obsessions of rock musicians. There is only one solution to your problems. Begin to live for God and not for yourself. Because Jesus loves you. He came to earth to give his life in your place so that you wouldn't have to die for your own sins. If you give your life back to him, he will give you the peace you're looking for. Since there's a constant turnover of new rock groups, some of those mentioned above may not currently be hot. However, be assured that other groups have taken their place and continue to present a similar message. And for more information on rock and roll, write to The Truth About Rock, Box 9222, North St. Paul, Minnesota, 51009. I don't understand it either. It's only a 4-digit zip code. I guess when you're into religion and all, you don't need 5 digits. But that's the address, 5109. And this is Brain Damage. I think we've proven that, haven't we? But in case we haven't... Well, how'd that happen? Our technical prowess has failed us again. 632-6901 is our telephone number, area code 516. Time for this damn record to start playing. There we go. This is the song that started all the controversy. Well, not really started, but continued it.
daylight time, 12:28 and 30 seconds. For weather in New York and vicinity, call 1-900-976-1616. Eastern daylight time, 12:28 and 40 seconds.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Is there any way I could by any chance get a song on the radio?
Is there any way you could get a song on the radio?
Yeah.
What song do you want to hear?
We Are Family by Sister Sledge.
We'll see what we can do about that.
Come on, we need it. I gotta hear it. It's for a fraternity thing.
A fraternity thing? What kind of fraternity thing are we talking about here?
I don't know. It's something real important. I gotta hear this song.
Gotta hear this song.
Please.
Well,
please.
I'll see what I can do.
Please.
Come on, I got girls here. I got girls here, and they're dying to hear it. They'll do anything.
Please.
They will help me. I gotta hear this. Please.
We'll see if we have it.
If you have it.
Yeah.
You have it.
Come on.
All right, we'll look.
These girls are desperate here. Please.
I understand what you mean. We'll look around.
All right, man.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, man.
632-6901, but we want to hear what's on your mind. Is this kind of music disturbing to people? I mean, this is the infamous Suicide Solution. Actually, it's not anymore. That's over, so God knows how many people have snuffed it in the last few minutes. I don't know. These guitar notes, are they sending out messages? Subliminal things, you know? Anything's possible, I suppose. Good evening.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Milk, sugar, cocoa, tarragonin, salt, artificial and natural flavors. Okay? Just in that, what I found right now.
Is that a Hershey bar or something?
It's a Nestle milk chocolate quick thing.
Oh, it's like chocolate milk or something.
Yes, but if you look at these ingredients, the word Satan is hidden in here.
Where is it hidden?
From salt.
Yeah.
Artificial and the word N. The
A and the N are together.
A and the N sounds to me like a big scam. And I found...
You know, sir, in a way, I wish you hadn't said this over the air, you know, because we could be opening ourselves up to all kinds of things here, but I guess it has to be said. I guess it has to be said. First, you know, the infant child formula scandal, and now this. Nestle's got a lot to answer to. Do they have one of those toll-free 800 numbers to call if you had any questions about their products?
I think so. It's only a film. This guy's looking for it for me. Oh, yeah, I just want to... You remember the Village People?
Yeah, I remember them.
You know, it's like every one of the songs had some sort of homosexual undertone to it.
Well, I guess, you know, any... How does the Navy have homosexual overtones to you?
Oh, you know, they joke about everybody in the Navy. You know, they go on the ships, a bunch of men, they're all gay. They're like YMCA, that's a bunch of young men. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys are all, you know, I don't know. Seem kind of strange to me. Okay, here's the number. Where? 1-800-NESTLE.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, 1-800-NESTLE between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Really? But it's certainly not between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. now. And it's not Monday or Friday.
Wait, it doesn't say in what country, though.
It sure doesn't.
So you could be calling it, like, between 9 and 5 p.m. In England or Soviet Union or Bhutan, for example.
Yeah. You want to pick a country for tonight, sir?
How about, I have no idea. I don't know. Brazil's in the same country. Okay.
It doesn't have to be in a different time zone, but, you know, it could be anywhere.
How about Guatemala?
Guatemala?
Yeah. No, Borneo. Yeah, that's a good one. Borneo.
Where is Borneo?
It's somewhere in the South Pacific, I believe.
Well, there's one way to find out, and that's to get a hold of an operator.
Wait, are you going to be on for an extra hour tonight?
You know, that's open to debate right now. I think so,
because it's like the coolest show, you know?
Yeah, and at 2 o'clock, we're going to have to see what the time lady says. You know, we were talking to the time lady before.
Is she, like, related to the lunch lady?
Well, in fact,
if she could be like her,
they know each. I know they know each other. I don't know if there's any kind of thing going on there, but I do know.
They're lesbians.
Well, you know, I don't want to say anything because, you know, I get in trouble if I say things, I make implications. But I know they know each other. I know they hang out, and, you know.
Did they hang out?
Do the lunch thing and all, yeah. But I don't know, you know.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I was reading this thing a while back that in some like born again Christian propaganda thing. I don't happen to be born again Christian, but this guy found like satanic messages in Howard Johnson's placemat.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
Q-tip box. No, I'm being serious. This isn't a joke. This guy actually went around to find these things.
Well, there was sex all over those Howard Johnson's things with the potato curls. It was actually all these animals having sex with each other.
Bestiality.
Yeah, it was all kinds of things. All kinds of things.
Yeah, there's another thing during that Clarence Thomas hearing.
Yeah?
I kept saying bestiality is bestiality. And, I mean, what is it? I mean, this Clarence Thomas hearing changed, like, every word in the dictionary. Harassed, harassed, bestiality.
People don't know how to talk. That's the problem. Nobody knows how to talk anymore.
I think we should be changing it.
Tell me, does this music disturb you at all?
Does music?
Yeah.
Well, Ozzy's voice is kind of cheesy because it's like the same tone, everything. You know?
Yeah, well, apart from the obvious, I mean, you know, does this music make you want to go out and do violent things?
Oh, no, not at all. As a matter of fact...
There must be something wrong with you then, because everybody else says that this is, you know, the problem.
No, well...
This rock music is the problem.
Just, you know what it is? It's just the music in general. I mean, in the 1600s or whatever, whenever it was, they criticized Mozart for the same thing, you know? It's just what happens to be popular at the same time. Huh? Yeah, and another thing I want to ask you. If Satan, he's not a fool, right? So, in your opinion, what is more popular at this time? Like the club music type, rap type club, or heavy metal?
With regards to Satan?
No, it's just in the United States today, what do you think is more popular? Like the club type music or heavy metal?
Well, I mean, Satan's got a role in it either way, okay? You have to understand that.
Forget about Satan right now, but...
Forget about Satan right now. What are you saying? How can you forget about Satan? Satan, for God's sake,
What do you think is more popular right now? The club music or the heavy metal? Opinion.
Well, you know, I would have to say among the heavy metal people,
yeah.
Heavy metal definitely is more popular.
That's what you would think?
Among the club people, however, I would say club music holds the edge.
Okay, well, generally, since you just totally screwed up what I wanted to say, generally, I think that around the country, that the club music is more popular, right?
Now you're bringing country into it.
Yeah, in the whole country.
Well, country music is extremely popular.
No.
And I would have to say that in that particular region, country definitely wins out.
Oh, yeah, and did you know that country music is just blues sung by white people?
I've heard rumors to that effect.
And it sounds lot like it.
Which do you like better, though, country or western?
I kind of like Midwestern North.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Bluegrass is cool, too, but, like...
Nobody has ever said that country music is inspired by the devil. No one has ever said that, so...
I'll say it right now.
I wanted to be the first. All right.
Well, too late.
Well, would you like to hear about violence in rock and roll? Because
yeah, sure, cool. Violence is cool. That's another thing. Sadomasochism.
Cool, yeah.
Why didn't they talk about that in the Clarence Thomas hearings?
Well, because it was only, you know, one weekend.
Clarence looked like a pretty brutal guy.
They should make a series out of the Clarence Thomas hearings, you know?
They should, a mini-series. Cool. I could be Clarence Thomas.
Well, it's going to be a mini-series.
Yeah? Cool. What are they having, like, tryouts?
Say again?
What are they having tryouts for the parts? I want to go for Clarence Thomas. I want to have that Anita Hill thing going, you know?
Right.
Well, anyway, you should play some S.O.D., man. Play the song Kill Yourself. It's a real song.
That's a horrible thing to say.
It's a song. If you're going to base this topic on it tonight, you know? You know?
I'll think about it.
Did you play Morbid Angel, Chapel of the Ghouls?
Sir, I want to teach now.
Okay.
I have to teach the people.
On a serious note, could you end the show with the Twin Peaks theme?
I don't know if you have the Twin Peaks theme.
So that's pretty cool. It's like dissonant and all that cool stuff, you know.
I'll see what I can do. Thanks for calling.
Sure thing, cool guy.
All right. All right, I'll ask a very simple question here. Why are 70% of all violent crimes in the U.S. committed by persons under the age of 17? Think about it. Think about it for a minute. All right, have you thought about it enough? Good. Is it an accident that destructive acts occur regularly at rock concerts? Perhaps people are just manifesting the violent emotions produced by rock music. Perhaps people are just manifesting the violent emotions produced by rock music. I said it twice, all right? What about the startling fact? Tonight, the startling fact that out of the 18 violent scenes depicted every hour on MTV, less than half pertain to the lyrics. Is it a coincidence that the reported favorite punk rock group of the unsuccessful presidential assassin, John Hinckley Jr., never ran for office? His favorite punk rock group was the Kamikaze Clones. Consider, if you will, Iron Maiden's fiendish lyrics. Beat her, mistreat her, do anything that you please. Abuse her, misuse her, she can take all you've got. That doesn't really rhyme, does it? All right, well, a knife at your throat. Another body on the pile. A contract to keep and its service with a smile. Murder for vengeance or murder for gain. And Motley Crue says in Bastard, out go the lights, in goes my knife. Pull out his life, consider the bastard dead. The Police sing about blatant sadism and murder by numbers. Once that you've decided on a killing, first you make a stone of your heart. And if you find that your hands are still willing, then you can turn murder into art. And Alice Cooper heralds his demented purpose by saying, rebellion is the basis for our group. That's insane. The Bible says rebellion is as bad as witchcraft. Do you really want to be involved in the occult? Gene Simmons of Kiss has vomited cow's blood on stage, as well as demonstrated sadomasochistic enactments of their lyrics. But isn't it just an act? Judas Priest's lead singer Rob Halford admitted that he is involved in sadomasochism in real life. Ozzy Osbourne considered the madman of rock. Has bitten off the heads of live doves and bats. But does hearing violent music provoke people to do violent acts? I According to the Canadian Press Wire Service, the effect of heavy metal rock music so influenced a young Canadian named James Jallimore that on New Year's Eve 1983, he went out and stabbed someone. A friend of the defendant testified that Jallimore, 20 years old, who is charged with the first-degree murder of a 44-year-old woman and her two sons, felt like stabbing people when he heard music such as Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon. We don't have it. Oh, we don't have Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon here, but we did just hear Suicide Solution, Iron Man, Children of the Grave, and Paranoid. But no Bark at the Moon. Probably saving a few lives by not playing that. Jimmy said that every time he listened to the song, he felt strange inside, the friend told the court. He said when he heard it on New Year's Eve, he went out and stabbed someone. Evil forces called demons entice people to do violent acts like this. The Bible says the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy people's lives. Don't be the next victim. If you've had violent feelings inside of you, cry out to Jesus to free you from your anger. Then go to a church of people who will help you find the peace you're looking for. Hello, you found peace with us.
Yes, indeed, I have. Hello, Eric.
How are you?
I wanted to pass along some information that I was given by a very nice gentleman in the student union the other day.
The student union being the place where all the students here at the State University of New York at Stony Brook hang out together?
Yes.
Okay.
Indeed. This person wanted to share with me some backward masking attempts that were made by many of the stars we listened to today. There's all kinds of exciting rock groups and stuff that he was telling me about, one of whom is AC/DC. I'm sure you've probably heard of them.
I've heard of those occult
people. Yes, I know. Horrible. This one song, Love at First Feel. Have you heard of that?
Love at First Feel. No, I can't say I have. But, well, you know, I try to stay away from you know, the kind of stuff that will destroy my life forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you'll just listen to this. The way it sounds forwards is, why don't you let me in? Let's get something going before Mom and Dad get home.
Oh,
love at first feel, love at first feel. But backwards, it says, we serve the devil. Enjoy it, sinners. We serve the devil. Whip it. We serve the devil. Can you believe that?
Wow, that was really tricky of them to do that. I mean, did they think they wouldn't be discovered?
I don't know. I'm at a loss as to how they do it. I'm a linguistics major, and I can't imagine how they could have fit that in there somehow. Imagine the technology involved.
It's interesting. When you spell AC/DC backwards, you get CDCA. Now, we all know what CDs are, and CAs, of course, are cassettes. So it's as if there is sort of...
That could be, but I've heard that AC/DC stands for Antichrist Devil's Children.
I guess it was staring us in the face all along.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, we'll have to be careful to keep our eyes out for this kind of thing. Even the Rolling Stones, the classic group, the Rolling Stones, that I've loved for so long, shattered my image of them. One song from the Tattoo You album called Tops. The forward lyrics are, I'm sorry for a breath of your sweet love. But backwards, they say, I love you, said the devil.
Wow.
I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. I came home and I burned all my record albums.
Well, you know, you don't want to do that too much because it emits poison in the air when you do that.
Well, I only burned the jackets. So.
Yeah, burn the jackets, that's a lot safer. But when you burn the records, it's Dax and City, you know. So, I don't know, has anybody burned a CD?
I imagine it would emit the same kind of horrible gases that that vinyl would, wouldn't it?
Probably would. We can try it. Oh, we have...
before about...
Just happen to have an AC/DC record here. Now, what song was that you were talking about?
No, I was... AC/DC.
Yeah.
From the Dirty Deeds album, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Yeah, that's the one we have.
Yep, and the song is Love at First Feel.
I see it here. How did this record get in the studio? Who brought this record? So Satan brings records into our radio station.
And checks them in?
Yeah, it was checked in. I can see this was entered on our computer.
I've seen a shady-looking character hanging around the Union with, like, a long trench coat and horns. I wonder if that might be.
Well, you know, the devil does like to confuse people, but that probably isn't him. That's probably somebody else.
This is a very diverse university, too.
It's a very dangerous place. I mean, you got Satan walking around, you know, delivering records. Okay, so what I'd like you to do, sir, is explain to us again, you know, so that we can warn people. And I'll play the music underneath you, but not too loud, because we don't want to let that satanic message get through too much.
Okay, you want to hear about AC/DC then?
Yes, tell us all about AC/DC. And this was the song Love at First Feel, correct?
Yes, so, well, I'll just read the lyrics again that I was told about.
Okay, and the music now will be starting underneath you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, just listen for the lines, why don't you let me in? Let's get something going before mom and dad get home. Love at first feel, love at first feel. That sounds like a chorus, I think.
Up here. That's pretty shocking stuff there. They said it was disgusting. They told me it's a sin. They saw me knocking at your front door, and they saw me smiling. You let me in. Yeah, honey, we're all alone, but let's get it happening while your mom and dad ain't home. Okay, now, we're told by the caller that that particular part of the song is backwards masking for a satanic message. What we're going to do, we're going to have some of our USB people actually take this record into our special studio and record it onto a backwards tape. That's tape that when you record something onto it, turns it backwards. And then when they're done with that, we'll play it on the air for you. But no small children for this, folks. You know, and no impressionable youth or anything like that. So we'll have them working on that in a matter of moments. In the meantime, we're taking phone calls at 632-6901, area code 516. We have an exciting show for you tonight. We're turning the clocks back in an hour. And who knows what's going to happen when we do that. Who knows indeed. Let's check in with our friend, Mr. Time Man, over here, wherever he is.
9, October 27, 0, 54, 55, October 27.
That's
zero,
the that's the speaking time, man.
02, October
and
27.
Ah, which one?
055-09, October 27.
First
055-15, October.
Okay, we're gonna check in with him later as it gets closer to the time, the magic time. 632-6901 is our telephone number. Let's see who's out there. Good evening.
Hi.
How you doing?
I got a couple questions for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, first one is, do you like tomatoes or tomatoes?
Tomatoes.
Okay. Second one is, do you like potatoes or potatoes?
Potato? No, potatoes. What are you talking about?
All right. And then finally, the third one is, you think when they asked George Washington for ID, he took out a dollar bill or a quarter?
You know, that's interesting. And I've always wondered why he got two coins. I imagine, you know, he probably carried more change than he carried bills. Because, you know, things were cheaper back then, and you didn't need to have, you know, bills. A dollar bill back then would have bought a lot.
Right.
So there'd be no reason for him to carry a lot of those, because even being the president, he probably wasn't very rich.
But, like, if they asked him for ID, he just took out a quarter. You know.
I can't swear to it, but I would guess probably, yeah, a lot sooner than he would take out a dollar bill. Because,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it was dangerous back then. You don't want to whip out too many wads of cash. It's, you know, it's risky there on the Potomac and all, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know who's going to be.
That's pretty sick what you guys are doing with that racket.
Well, you know, it's, yeah, it might be considered, you know, rather harsh, but, you know, it's got to be done. We got to wake up the youth out there.
But, you know, those music you were playing before, that was really boring. That heavy metal stuff, that's less on you, just by AC/DC is good, but...
You don't like Ozzy Osbourne, huh?
I mean, it's boring.
It wasn't Iron Maiden. We weren't playing Iron Maiden, we were playing Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Different.
Well,
Iron Maiden, that was a solo, right?
I mean, you know, people have died for less than that, for confusing Ozzy Osbourne with Iron Maiden.
I personally would rather listen to you confuse the operator than...
Well, we'll be confusing plenty of operators, I can guarantee that.
All right.
And all kinds of other things, too.
That sounds pretty good.
Okay?
All right, so have fun.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Now, we don't want to... I know we've been disturbing a lot of people with the music we've been playing, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to disturb people. So, to kind of balance it out, we're going to mix it up a little bit, all right? Something a little soothing. And you know what this is, right? I don't have to tell you what this is. But why don't we open up the phones and see if anybody can tell us. 632-6901.
I just want to go on record as, you know, Kennedy did it yesterday. He said he was guilty. I'm guilty, too. Okay, I went over the line on my own accord because people warned me. They said, don't play Donna Marie. You know, there's going to be a price to pay, and if that's true, I'll have to go to my grave with that of my knowledge.
I just hope the person responsible is reprimanded, that's all.
Well, that's me. Anyway. That's me, and you can start reprimanding me now because I did it, all right? I did it on my own accord.
We have better things to discuss anyway. I was wondering, though, do you suppose... Let's see, I'm looking at that pamphlet right now that gave me the backwards transcription of that song lyric. And did KCUF get it wrong or did AC/DC get it wrong?
Get what wrong?
The lyric.
Well, now, you read the lyric again.
The lyric was, "Why don't you let me in? Let's get something going before Mom and Dad get home." But was that...
I don't see that. No, I see... let's see here. "And they saw me smile when you let me in. Yeah, honey, we're all alone, but let's get it happening while your mum and dad ain't home." They say mum. They don't say mom.
Weird. Very weird.
It is weird. So what we're going to do now is we're going to hear that backwards, starting with the fade out. It was "Love at First Feel, Repeat, Repeat," as it says in the record here.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sort of have to feel your way through this and get to the point where...
is there a pun there?
No, what pun? I didn't say a pun, did I? I didn't mean to.
You said we're going to feel our way through this.
No, I didn't mean anything by that. Oh, man, you can't say anything around here. Okay, we're going to play that. Let's just start with the refrain. Okay, that's a repeating chorus.
I heard you serve the devil. I heard it.
Hey, you know, it does sound like that. It does sound like they're saying "we serve the devil."
Heard it.
Hold on, I gotta play this again. Uh-oh. what have we discovered here? Wow, it does sound like that. We definitely serve something. But that's the refrain. It was "Love at First Feel."
Yeah.
That they sang over and over again.
Well, okay, so they got the exact order wrong, but it's accurate.
I'm looking at the phraseology here. It was "Love at First Feel." If I say that backwards, it's "Leaf Surf Tavel," because "love" backwards. Well, no, you don't pronounce the E, but you do pronounce the A of "at," which is after it. So you would say "Tavel." So yeah. Tavel would sound like devil. So, and it's
right.
"Feel" is backwards is "leaf." So it's "leaf surf tavel," and then "sati," which is it was
sufficiently with whatever drugs they happened to be on when they recorded the song. Well, I guess it would.
This is really shocking.
It says "we serve the devil."
Let me play some more of the song. Okay, see what else we can find out. Now, wait a minute. That little voice saying the devil, that was that you?
I heard what?
Hold on. Let me play that one.
Excuse me. I tripped over my phone.
If you hear Donny Osmond backwards, let me know, all right?
Okay.
I heard him say Schwarzkopf somewhere in
you
that
heard
song.
Schwarzkopf, huh?
Yes.
I don't know. That's...
could be some kind of prophecy, perhaps.
Let me just hear this little section here again. Wow, that's really scary. Do you hear where he's sort of saying the devil there?
Mm-hmm.
Play that part one more time. Wow. There's definitely a message here to kids, you know?
Yes, that's...
Serve the devil, and...
We seem to be doing it.
We still haven't gotten into the lyrics, though. I mean, it's just the refrain.
Yeah, God knows what's hidden in the lyrics.
Well, I'm sure God does know, but let's see if we can find out, too. Hold on.
So the devil knows better, he wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they do sing in this, don't they?
They do. Well, you're probably starting from the end because you're playing it backwards.
Right? Yeah, so there's a big guitar solo here.
Yeah, you do guitar solo, then they get into the lyrics.
Here we go. All right, did you get anything out of that?
I heard Schwarzkopf faintly in the background, but
you got Schwarzkopf again.
Yes, it did.
I don't know, but the devil part is so clear, you know.
Very.
I'm becoming really, really.
Satan, in fact.
Wow. Okay, let me continue with these lyrics, and then we'll go back to the devil part.
Yes.
Okay, any more insight there?
I did hear the word sinners quite clearly a little ways back.
The word sinners, okay. All right, let's see if we can finish this up. I guess that's the end. Okay.
Probably the end for quite a good many people.
Well, you know, there's always that risk on non-commercial radio at this hour that something crazy will come out over the airwaves. But I think a lot of people might have learned something tonight.
As long as we're making people aware of this, that this stuff is in our music.
That's what we're here for, to make people aware. And I thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you very much.
We serve the devil.
Yes.
We don't serve the devil, but we're just sort of saying what they say. Thanks for calling again.
Good night.
And our number is 632-6901. If you're as shocked as I am, you'll be wanting to fire off a letter right away to what's the record company that put out this trash? AC/DC. No, that's not Anne Marie. But whoever AC/DC is signed to, you want to fire off a letter to them. And what do we got here? Atlantic Records. This came out in 1976. And it was not uncovered until tonight on this radio show. Okay, let's see who's out there. 632-6901. That's our telephone number. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Would you like to hear about the world's first potty trained frog?
The world's first what?
Potty trained frog. I got a story right here. I'll read it for you.
Yeah, I guess I can't stop you. Go ahead.
Okay. A fancy pants froggy named Wally is so highfalutin he dines at his very own dinner table. He is in his very own bathtub and perches like a king on a throne, on his very own toilet. I know this is the owner saying, I hate to brag, but I'm sure I've got the only potty-trained frog in the world, laughs Willie Wiley's owner, Ty Willis. Wiley wouldn't think of going to the bathroom any place except in his own john, and when he's done, he flushes the toilet paper, flushes and even washes up with soap and water. Having that frog is just like having a little kid around the house, except he's better than behaved than most kids I know. The crafty croaker hopped into Ty's life 2 years ago when his wife, Raymonda, found a little guy limping around the garden of the home of their garden of their Delray Beach, Florida home.
I think we get the idea.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. Where did you get this amazing story from?
From the Weekly World News.
The Weekly World. You see, I don't have to read the Weekly World News. Okay, I don't have to read that to get fantastic stories.
Yeah.
How about this? Attorney General Robert Abrams today sued a Long Island mail order house for sending worthless junk to hundreds of thousands of customers across the nation. The Durham Group of Deer Park, hang your heads in shame, grossly misrepresented the quality of its products in advertisements placed in newspaper supplements nationwide from today's New York Times.
Hmm.
So, I hold that up to your potty-trained frog.
Yeah, all right, I got another story in this paper for you.
That's the trouble with that paper. There's never an end to it, but go ahead.
Moses had psychic powers.
Did he now?
This is to him. Miracle of the Burning Bush. Moses saw a psychic aura around the tree, and tree only he could see. It's pretty interesting. I already sent you this paper. There's got all this stuff in here. This next page has a woman. She grew diamond toenails. Let's see what else we got. An Arizona man married a 3,000-year-old mummy.
You know, it's being suggested that I play Donnie and Marie to count through the things you're saying, so I don't know if you want to continue.
Well, let me give me a few more. Let's see. What else we got? What a ripoff. IRS sticks Shark Perry with the company's 119,000 tax bill. That makes sense. Computer talks with the dead.
Oh, let's hear that one.
Okay, a new unique computer has helped scientists achieve an astounding breakthrough in life-after-death research. They're picking up signals from a man who died and recording his messages from beyond the grave. Should I go on?
Of course, go ahead.
Okay.
What kind of computer?
Researchers at the University of Tashkent in the Soviet Union have successfully intercepted more than a dozen messages from the man whom they call Comrade K. According to an article in a public...
Are they using the internet, do you know?
What?
Are they using the internet to do this?
The what?
Oh, never mind. Continue. I'm just asking a question, a technical question, but go ahead.
Okay. Article in the publication, the Paranormal Studies. Okay. The dead man describes the afterlife as joyless, peaceful, and complete. In 13 years of research, we worked with 37 terminally...
Wait. Joyless, peaceful, and complete?
Yeah.
How can something joyless be complete?
I don't know.
There's no joy?
I don't know. You said joy. No, joyous.
Oh, joyous.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you said death is joyless, I would have definitely advised against it.
No, he said joyous. And he likes it. Let's see. He also said, dead man said he changed his method of transmitting signals, which involved a process resembling mental telepathy and broke through the barrier at last. Okay. What else did he do? Now the scientists are saying apparently death is a pleasant process leading to an existence in which all sensation of pain, anxiety, sadness, and so forth ceases to be. That's pretty interesting. Let's see, what else we got?
Sir, I think you've filled up your limit right now.
All right, wait, one more.
One more, this is the last one. We got a full switchboard.
All right. Oh, wow, Siamese twin whales.
Oh, boy.
We got a picture and everything.
A picture and everything, okay. Siamese twin whales.
Yeah, do me a favor, order me a large pie, too. All right?
You're incredibly psychic, I'll just say that. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
How did he know we were ordering a pie? How did he know that? At this very moment, I think, too. 632-6901. Good morning.
How you doing?
Okay, just fine.
I think the guy talking about AC/DC's name being Andy Christian Devil Children or something to that effect.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty off base on that. I think AC/DC stands for the two electric currents, alternating current and direct current.
You think so?
I almost assume so.
That's interesting.
I've
never actually heard that theory before. But it does seem to make a bit of sense when you think about it, I guess.
Yeah, you know that thing where the reverse messages, the backwards messages?
Yeah, backwards masking. I served the devil.
We served the devil? They're saying we surfed the tavel. The tavel is a beach in Australia.
Are you sure about this? Because we can check up on these things.
I'm sure about it.
You are.
I was reading a thing in some magazine. They were talking about it.
We don't like when people lead us on wild goose chases, and we do, you know, check up on every lead that we get here. You are certain?
But I'm certain.
All right. Well, I guess we're wrong, then. I don't know. What can I say?
You know, you're talking about backwards messages. I listen to a lot of bands that have forwards messages talking about Satan.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they're phonies.
They're not phony. they're pretty intricate in their their whole satanic thing. There's a band called Morbid Angel. The guy told you to play it before.
Uh-huh.
I have an album. Every song, not just like one or two, but every song is calling for the destruction of the church.
Well, perhaps we could get a Morbid Angel record in here fairly soon, and we'll dissect that for ourselves.
Oh, it won't be real hard. Yeah. I think, I don't remember the name of the tape. Just either one, and it'll have it on there. Trust me.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for all the tips.
Have a good day.
All right, we have a late-breaking news bulletin here. About Imelda. No. How do you pronounce it? Imelda Marcos. Yes, the government of President Corazon Aquino has decided to return Imelda Marcos's collection of 1,700 pairs of shoes, a major attraction at the Malacanang Presidential Palace Museum. The president's executive secretary, Franklin Drylon, said all of Mrs. Marcos's shoes and personal effects, including a bulletproof bra and other underwear, would be given back to her when she returned from exile next month. Bulletproof bra. The shoes, including a pair with blinking disco lights, are the main draw of a display at Malacanang meant to show the extravagance of the family of the late President Ferdinand Marcos during his 20-year rule. And that news comes to us from the Associated Press. 632-6901 is our telephone number here. It's time. We didn't get any warning tonight. But then, you never get warning when you're dealing with these kind of things. The proverbial, the never-ending quest for knowledge. And the answer to the question, what the hell is for lunch?
Good morning. Today's Saturday, October 26th, at all cafeterias for brunch, oatmeal, soup du jour, scrambled egg, French toast with syrup, hash browns, bacon, salad bar, and a deli bar, eggs to order. Dinner is soup du jour, beef fajitas, chicken a la king, cheese tortellini, and a marinara sauce. Don't forget tonight, you set your clock back 1 hour. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a nice day.
Yeah, I think the lunch lady might be overstepping her boundaries a bit because reminding people to turn back that clock, that's our job, okay? It's our job, thank you very much. We can do it just fine. We provide this service as a public service, you know, to tell people what's for lunch, you know, what they have to look forward to. Lots of people live out their entire lives wondering what's for lunch. But when you talk about time, that's strictly something you do on the radio. 632-6901, that's our phone number, and that's enough of that. Let's see who's out there. Good morning. Oh, you stayed on the phone all that time just to hang up. But by hanging up, what a powerful statement was made, you know? Good morning.
Hi, how you doing? I wanted to know how you were going to work this tonight.
Well, you know, I'm still kind of confused. I don't know exactly how it's going to work. I don't know if the next DJ is going to come on an hour early or if I'm going to stay on another hour and just do hour again.
Because, listen, at 2 o'clock, you're supposed to turn your clock back, which would mean it would be 1 o'clock, so that means you actually have another hour to go. So I think you should stay on an extra hour.
But should I repeat the last hour of the show? You see, that's what we can't seem to figure out here, because if we're turning back the clock, that means we can't go back in time. This isn't Star Trek, you know?
I don't really want to dwell on that for too long. I'd just like to say the peace to the boys above the law. My man, Milo, Meg, SDR, Sarah, what up, money? And third of all, actually, I wanted to say something else here, if you please. When you were playing that record backwards before,
yeah,
I could have sworn I heard, "I want a Klondike bar."
With the Klondike bars again?
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard when you put the record backwards.
Well, we're not going to get into that, sir. I'm sorry. We just can't do that.
I didn't do it. You're the one who put the record on the air.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't talk about Klondike bars.
The record did, not me.
Okay, well, maybe it did. But we're not going to play the record again, all right?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
632-6901. Every week, somehow Klondike bars get into the discussion. I don't know. What should we do at 2 o'clock? We're going to do something with the time lady. Hopefully, we'll hear from her again real soon. And update her, see how she's doing. And see what's going to happen at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, the time goes back. It's amazing. You know, it happens once a year, but it never ceases to amaze me how it's such a, you know, a marvelous occurrence of nature. You know, somehow everything just sort of lurches back an hour. It's been happening for centuries, ever since, you know, dinosaurs roamed the earth. The clocks have been set back in October. And it's one of the mysteries that we just sort of grow to accept. You know, we don't ask why, we just do it. Sometimes we forget to do it, and then we find out about it on Monday. But we're here so that you don't make that mistake. Let's check on the time man, the local time man.
28, October 27, 124, 34. October 27.
You know, the funny thing is, he does not agree with the time lady at all. They're off by a couple of minutes. So I don't know who to believe. I mean, I grew up with the time lady, so I guess I'll believe her. But we'll check in with both of them as the night progresses and keep you updated on this. So I understand CNN is covering it live. They're covering the time change live. I guess I can't really compete with that. But if you don't have cable, if you don't feel like turning on a television set, listen here on the radio, and we'll cover the time change kind of on an intimate level, you know, that FM radio way. I think it's better. We'll also be talking about drugs and rock and roll in just a little while to cheer people up in case we depressed anybody. And we'll figure out what we're going to do between the hours of 2 and 3, which is actually going to be between the hours of 1 and 2. Yeah, it's 1:23 in the morning now. But it's going to be 1:23 in the morning again in an hour. I don't understand it, but that's just the way it is. Good morning.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Emmanuel or Eric?
Eric will do just fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is not BAI. That's right. Hey, so I missed both shows because I was listening to BAI. What's the topic? Is there a topic?
Well, we were talking about, you know, how rock and roll is destroying people's minds. We played an AC/DC song backwards, and we heard very clearly that Satan is the person that they you know, serve.
That's like a little satire.
I don't think it's funny, sir.
Eric, I love it.
Same
character. I love it, right? I don't think it's funny, sir.
think this is funny at all. But go ahead and say what you have to say, because God bless it, it's a free country.
That's right. Well, I disagree with you. I think rock and roll is more liberating than it is repressing, worse than repressing than it is, you know, driving people to what. All right. I think, I got a good 2 cents on music, on loud music, Eric. Here's a heavy point. This is an article written in some science magazine a couple of years ago. The thing they're saying, that loud music allows people, it could be classical, it could be rock and roll, loud music allows people to trance out and get out of their everyday routine, whatever it is, just allows you to make an escape from, you know, make a little existential escape into another place that's, it's akin, the article said, to like a psycho, you know, like a hallucinatory experience, psychedelic experience, and it happens when people of any taste, you know, listening to whatever taste of music they have, as long as they're playing it loud, it's happening.
I've noticed that happens with polka music.
Exactly.
I've noticed.
That's what I'm saying. It can happen with anything. It can't happen with anything. All right, babe. So I'll make room for more listeners.
Okay. Thanks for calling. 632-6901, 1:25 in the morning. The first 1:25 in the morning. The first of two. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, concerning the problem with the Atlanta Braves and the Native Americans,
Well, yeah, why don't you update us on that? Because I have heard some stories on that.
Okay, well, basically, they just want... There's several teams that they take offense to. One is the Atlanta Braves. Another one is the Washington Redskins. And another one is the Chicago Blackhawks. Blackhawks play hockey. Redskins play football. And the Braves obviously play baseball.
Well, that's open to debate, but yeah.
But, you know, also I want to ask you... Now, in New Jersey, there's a hockey team named New Jersey Devils. Now, do you think they should change the name because they think that they support the devil? Like, somebody, whoever came up with the name, I guess the owner, Lou Lamoriello, is the guy's name.
You know, I have heard opinions on that, and I believe there are some tracks out on that particular issue. I know that the team is boycotted by, you know, right-thinking people. I don't know, I'd like to hear from some of them out there. Maybe they can fill us in, but I mean, would you go to an organization that glorified, you know, Satan? Well, something that calls itself devil of any sort, I think. You should keep a cautious eye on that.
Well, that's
very
cautious. Last season,
eye.
I did go to a game, but I was rooting for the other team.
Yeah, but you see, have you ever heard the phrase den of iniquity?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. But the thing is, you were in a huge auditorium, if you will, or stadium of some sort, with thousands and thousands of chanting people. And I assume this was the home of this devil organization, is that correct?
Yeah, Meadowlands Arena in New Jersey.
Now, you were surrounded. I guess you have a pretty strong psyche, a pretty strong spirit yourself, and I applaud that. I really do. And the thing is, you were able to survive. You were able to get through that trial. But you're putting yourself at a lot of risk if you do this often, because, you know, the satanic organizations, they have lots of ways of getting through to people, lots of different ways. And they try different methods, and they trick you, and they con you. And while you may have made it to, you know, this devil's game once,
I don't think I will go back, because when I was rooting for my favorite team, which is the Islanders, I started getting up and chanting, "Let's go Islanders," and they were chanting, "Let's go Devils."
Well, not Islanders, a nice Christian team.
Yep,
I'm proud to say.
They play on Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Just the name Islanders, and I started getting up chanting, "Let's go Islanders." I was with a couple friends, and, you know, people chanting, "Let's go Devils," and I almost got into several fights at the game, because, and, you know, the Islanders won the game as well. And
all that is good and all that is right is certainly worth a black eye over, I always say.
Right. I say the same thing.
I always say that.
Regarding the Chicago Bears,
uh-huh.
You know, can I just give them a cheer?
Yeah, go ahead. Don't you feel better now?
I feel so much better.
Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
It's good when people let it all out, so to say. Yeah, you know, you find this kind of troubling thing happening all over the place. Maybe in your own grocery store. Who knows? 632-6901. Good morning.
Yeah,
Oh, you got a phone ringing there.
Do I?
There's a phone ringing. I hear it.
Oh, yeah, that's because I wanted to make sure I got on, so I called both your lines. Hold on a second.
You called again?
Is that better?
Well, yeah, but that's cheating.
Hello?
It's still ringing. It's still ringing. You got to get rid of one of those.
I tried. Did I?
I think you did.
Okay, spell most.
There's people slitting their wrists out there trying to get through to us, and you're using up two lines. Folks, those lines are open now. You can call us in because this person hogging up lines has released them.
Okay, well, I got a couple of things to say. First, spell most.
Spell most?
Yeah, just spell it.
M-O-S-T, right?
Oh,
yeah, that's
spell
right.
Host.
H-O, excuse me, H-O-S-T.
Spell ghost.
G-H-O-S-T. O-S-T.
What do you put in a toaster?
Toast?
No, you put bread in a toaster.
Oh, wow. Is that supposed to work every time?
Yeah, it usually does.
That's very good. That's fun. I have put toast in the toaster. You do put toast in the toaster when it hasn't toasted enough.
No, but...
And almost invariably
but
that happens.
You're re-putting it in the toaster.
I don't think...
Toasting bread.
I don't think... Excuse me, sir. I don't think re-put is a word. I don't think
what?
So. I don't think re-put is a word.
Well, let's ask these Clarence Thomas people. They seem to have a down on what the words are.
Yes, that's true. They do have a way of inventing things.
I had some... Oh, yeah. Do you think that the Loch Ness Monster is Jack the Ripper?
Well, that would answer a lot of questions, but no, I think he's actually Bigfoot.
Yeah?
Yeah, you never see the two of them together.
I had something I wanted to say, but I was on the phone, on the ringing so long.
You were on the ringing so long, yes. So language of the 90s.
What?
That's language of the 90s.
Hey, hold on a second. What was I supposed to say?
What were you supposed to say?
Oh, there was something I wanted to say. Oh, well, there was something I wanted to say.
Well, you'll remember it, I'm sure, as soon as you hang up.
Probably, so I won't hang up.
Well, then you'll never remember it, and nobody will be happy.
Well, but, oh yeah, I know what I wanted to say.
What's that?
Now, with this thing about turning the time back.
Yeah.
Okay, say somebody killed somebody at 1:35, okay? And then you turn the clocks back, and that, like, an hour later?
Uh-huh.
Technically, that person killed someone at a time that never exists, so how can they be tried for the murder?
How about this? Okay.
You also have an extra hour to escape.
How about somebody goes on a shooting spree, okay?
Yeah.
And they kill somebody at 1:30, which is right about now.
Yeah.
And then an hour from now, they say, okay, enough time has passed, I'm going to kill somebody else. So they kill somebody else, but it's 1:30 again. So then, afterwards, the next morning when they catch them and all, and they put it in the newspapers, they say, such and such killed somebody at 1:30 and then killed somebody else at 1:30, making it seem as if they both died at the same time, when in actuality, a whole hour has passed between it. Now, it may not seem like much when you're considering, you know, death and all is eternal, but it could mean something as far as, you know, who gets placed where in the morgue and all that kind of thing. I mean, I'm sure time makes a difference somewhere in that whole, administrative process.
Yeah, well, we know.
So
there's got to be
a way to prevent that kind of thing from confusing people. I'd like to know about it.
And I want to ask you something else. What's with this fog we've been having? This
I don't
like
know.
Turned into England or something?
I don't know, and it's very disturbing. It's very disturbing because you don't know what the person next to you is up to. All right, you don't know what their next move is going to be. It's
especially with this music and this time thing, you know. I mean, who knows? Somebody could come out and kill you, and then an hour later kill you again.
Is it foggy right now again?
Yeah, it's real foggy. Oh. I was driving around before and I almost hit this guy.
People, you don't have to put up with this. You don't have to put up with this. We can say something. We can legislate. Look, who's in charge now? Okay, it's that guy Halpin again, right?
And
Southern County Executive. We never had foggy days under Culhoun. I'm sorry, we never did. So you got to ask some hard questions now, and you also got to ask.
I think we
have foggy days under Gaffney? Would we?
We should all go outside.
It's a fair question.
We should all go outside and just blow, and hopefully the fog will blow away.
Well, the fog is staying because we're not doing enough to get rid of it. And yes, if you let stagnant air lie around, it's not going to go away on its own accord. You got to like turn on all your fans.
And David Duke won.
Well, he didn't win. He sort of tied. He's going to go for the runoff, right?
No, but still, I mean.
Oh, he won as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were against the guy.
I didn't say I wasn't.
But how could you, last week you seemed pretty, anti-Duke, making a big stink about him, saying how can this atrocity be, and all this cool stuff, and now, like you're saying, in your eyes, he won.
Yeah, he won, because even if he came in second, he won. It's a victory for him, right?
Okay, I understand what
you're
saying.
He has more power, and, if he really did win, we don't know. We won't know until November, but a scary prospect to have a governor who's a former Klan member.
Yeah, and if you eat a Klondike bar backwards,
oh no,
it gives you satanic messages.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Okay.
632-6901. Oh, it's foggy again outside. How can it be foggy so many times? All right. Let's take some more phone calls. We'll talk about drugs and rock and roll. Hopefully we'll hear from the Time Lady real soon. We'll have to check on that. Good morning.
Eric Corley.
Yes, that's me. Thank you.
This is the long-awaited return of Andrew Goldberger.
Andrew Goldberger? You don't sound like Andrew Goldberger.
Due to the unmusical, vomitous, putrid statements of the bands played tonight, I now worship Clarence Thomas, the man who masks her asses by pinching their asses.
Well, that does sound like something Andrew Goldberger would have said, but I don't believe that was Andrew Goldberger at all, no. Andrew Goldberger was a sweet little kid that listened to this show, had a high-pitched voice, and I just refuse to believe that could have happened to him. Good morning.
I just want to say that was Andy, because I was talking to him in school the other day.
Does everybody who calls this show know each other?
Well, me and Andy came down to your studio once. Anyway, I was just saying, I just wanted to say something about SIB. I wanted to get in the comment last week.
Strong Island Boys?
Yes, the Strong Island Boys.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that they're played out like striped Levi pants.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're very uncool, and they're a bunch of sissies. So if any of the SIB is listening, please call up and let me hear your reaction. I just want to get a reaction from them and see what they have to say.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right. Nice to get reactions from people, I always say. What do you think of this? A New York City political consultant was arrested today in Westchester County and accused of tearing down local campaign posters. Herson Cabrerez, 45 years old, who has worked with an aide and a top campaign worker for Mayor David N. Dinkins, was arrested by the police in Harrison at 2 a.m. after a homeowner reported seeing two men ripping Republican campaign posters from his lawn. Mr. Cabrerez, who until September 17th was a member of the New York City districting. That word cannot be said, can it? New York City Commission of Districts or whatever, is a freelance political consultant and has done political work with John Flatow, now chief of staff for Mayor Dinkins, and Larry Douglas, the political director of Mr. Dinkins's mayoralty campaign? That's what it says. This is the New York Times here. I think they mean mayoral campaign, which is also another winner of a word. Mr. Cabrerez, who owns his own construction company, is completely irrelevant to this article, but they decide to mention it anyway, told the Harrison police that he was a privately employed carpenter in Manhattan. He did not return repeated telephone calls seeking comment today. Also arrested was Harris Cullen, 33, who said he was employed by a nonprofit organization in Manhattan. Both men were charged with criminal possession of stolen property, a felony punishable by 1 to 4 years in jail. They were released after posting $250 bond each. The police said they found 8 large signs for a variety of Republican candidates in town and county races, and 2 posters for Democrats in the van the men were driving. Democrats! Mr. Douglas said he and Mr. Cabreras were working as consultants in Westchester County races, as well as for Adam Clayton Powell IV in the New York City Council candidate. Told of the arrest, Mr. Douglas chuckled, describing the matter as everyday stuff. In New York City politics, this kind of thing happens all the time, he said. You know, there are some election signs out by us here at Stony Brook. And they have, I think they're Republican signs. They've got the name of the candidate. Then on the lower left-hand corner, they got this big sign that says, "Warning." And it's kind of weird to walk down and see an election sign with the word "warning" on it. But this one has a big warning saying, "Don't do anything to this sign or you'll be in a lot of trouble." Words to that effect. Or basically a cash reward for people who catch other people defacing. It seems like somehow you can make money doing this. If you, you know, get some friends to deface something, you catch them, tell the cops, and, you know, they spend a night in jail or something, you get $1,000 out of that. So, I'm not saying people should walk up to these signs and read those little, you know, warnings and figure out how to do this. I'm just saying the whole thing is rather interesting. Yeah. 632-6901, area code 516, 20 minutes to go until we go back another hour. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, you know, this deal with the Klondike bar, it's getting a little annoying.
It's getting very annoying.
Now, the record did not say, "I want a Klondike bar backwards." It said, "I want the great taste of pizza-flavored Pringles."
Great taste of pizza-flavored Pringles?
Yeah, the little corn chips that come in, like, that tall can.
Potato chips.
Yeah.
But they're
pizza-flavored? "I want the great taste of pizza-flavored Pringles."
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think I heard pizza flavored combos in there too. There's something to do with pizza that they like. You know, and just like when you said that other guy called up and said that he wanted to order a large pie.
Yeah.
You know, a large pie, which is large pizza.
Uh huh.
No, I read, you know, it sounded like that. Pizza. I heard pizza flavored Pringles and combos. So what do you think?
I don't know what to think. But you've given me lots to think about.
Yeah, and if you eat, a Pringle from the bottom of the can first, you'll start seeing these satanic things in your head. It's really wild. I tried it tonight. And if you eat a Klondike bar backwards, you don't get satanic messages. You get messages from Jesus.
If you eat a Klondike bar backwards, well, I suggest people try that.
Eat it backwards so they get messages from Jesus?
Yeah, give that a shot.
Yeah, no, or upside down, or from the inside.
No, do it backwards. Do it right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
632-6901. Let's take 2 minutes for music, and we'll come back to phone calls, as well as drugs and rock and roll. And no suicides during the song, even though that's exactly what the song is about, because, you know, we're supposed to be able to take this kind of thing, right? I always like to think so. Cheap Trick, that's tough for you to say, and some rather disturbing lyrics, I guess. There are many here among us who feel their lives are a joke, and for you we sing this final song. For you, there is no hope. Bye-bye, so long, farewell, see you later, suicide. And that's how it goes. What a bunch of crazy people they were. Well... Yeah, we got Paul Weissman here, and we're going to talk this over like mature people here. 2 o'clock, it's going to become 1 o'clock, all right? And we don't really know what to do. I've never done this before, so I don't quite know how it works. What do we do? Do I go on for another hour? Do you come in an hour early? Because it's going to be, you know, it's like a different time zone. I mean, it's easy in the spring when we lose an hour, yeah. Because then I just leave. And
can't
I don't
do that.
I can't do that here.
It's weird. It's crazy stuff. It's just crazy stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, and of course, if I do a 3-hour show on top of a 2-hour show, I'm getting 50% more, you know?
Oh, I know.
And you're getting nothing more, you're just getting the same. So it's kind of kind of weird, you know? I have funny feelings about this.
It's a cosmic situation without doubt. I mean, unless we actually literally move the station like half an hour back, like in a time zone.
What I want to know is, I mean, we were talking about murder before, but this applies to anything. You know, we were saying somebody kills somebody at 1:30 and then kills another person an hour later and the time has gone back. It'll seem like they killed two people simultaneously. But the same thing could be said if you work, like, in a supermarket or something. You know, if you're working from, let's say, 10 to 4, okay, but one of those hours happens twice. But how does it work?
Overtime is a big thing.
How do you get paid that other... I mean, I bet a lot of people get ripped off, you know? And you're going to get ripped off real soon because, you know, how do the time clocks work? How do they cover that extra hour, you know?
My question is, who thought of this in the first place and why? Uh-huh. I mean, it's supposedly like the Romans decided to do this, you know, for some reason to keep up with some cosmic calendar thing that they had figured out. I think it's just bosses who do this.
I don't know how it works. I mean, I was talking about it before.
The overlord of bosses.
Well, this has been going on since dinosaurs, you know. Daylight savings time has ended in October, and it's just something that, you know, mankind just has to accept as one of those natural phenomena.
Maybe a Triceratops came up with it one day.
I think it's just part of planet Earth, you know. It's like the sunrise and the sunset. Of course, that's not really planet Earth either, but...
That's Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, you know, it's late. I don't know what I'm talking about, but what really matters here is that we reach, you know, an amicable... is that a right word to use here? Something, you know, some way of solving this dilemma that we have here, you know. And another thing that we want to find out, we're going to find this out at 2 o'clock, all right? What does the Time Lady do?
Uh-huh.
What does the Time Lady do at 2 o'clock? Now, we know what she says now, and... any moment now, we'll be hearing her bright, shining voice through the radio cosmos saying what time it is currently. But what happens at 2 o'clock? Does she say it's 2 o'clock, even though it's not 2 o'clock, it's actually 1 o'clock? Does she somehow jump back to 1 o'clock? And can we get her at the very moment she does it?
That's the important question. And
it's never been done before.
Does her voice change? Does it become deeper or, like, you know, less light and airy?
Well, you know, her voice has never changed. I've grown up with that voice, and it's never changed.
Ah, so it's sort of the eternal time voice.
Syndrome. It's like the lunch lady. You know, it's something that's always there for you. Always.
Yes, at the end of civilization, you know we can always count on the lunch lady.
We can count on the lunch lady. We can count on the time lady. You know, they're friends. They're seen together.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard rumors from various...
Yeah, we were discussing those rumors before, but, you know, all I want to say, and, I, you know, to reiterate what I said before, they're just friends, we don't know anything more than that, and we're not going to be spreading rumors about that.
So we have pictures, but we won't talk about that.
Don't have pictures. Don't listen to them. We don't have pictures. We're not spreading rumors. We don't want to do that. That's not to say there aren't pictures. I'm sure there are... I mean, I'm not sure there's pictures, but there's definitely pictures of something.
Yes, but...
I mean, come on, for God's sake, something's going on. Something's definitely happening, right? You don't go to lunch with...
The time lady, basically.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's something in it for you. Do you think maybe the lunch lady will succeed the time lady when she moves on to that big alarm clock in the sky?
Maybe the time lady is actually going to be the lunch lady at 2 o'clock, and vice versa. They may switch. We don't know.
The lunch lady does not have to worry about changing clocks. She's got to worry about, you know, changing soup du jours and all that kind of thing. But not, you know, the time lady has got to be up 24 hours a day virtually.
You know, time lady is strung out on caffeine.
Because she never knows what time you're going to call. She never knows what you're going to be asking for. She's always got to be there for you. And, you know, lunch is once a day. Once a day. I guess we just don't appreciate that kind of thing. You know? But anyway, it's 1:50 in the morning now. And
in 10 minutes it will be 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So the thing is, we can't call the time lady from in here. If we pick up this phone and dial, we get that horrible noise, meaning that we've done something we should not do. In fact, we have to pay a fine every time we do that. I guess I shouldn't do it anymore. But the other phone in the other room where the other technical people are working is able to do that. And what they're going to do any moment now is transfer a call into us, and that will be the voice of the time lady. The time lady saying what time it is now.
Should we, like, dim the lights for this occurrence?
Well, actually, they are dim, but maybe our listeners should dim some lights.
Yes.
In respect. Just show some respect, okay? For once in your life, show some respect, because this is a somber occasion.
You have to get some mystical elements in there, too. So if you have candles, I would suggest...
You know, CNN is covering this live.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I found out about that before. CNN is covering the time change live.
What's his name? Wolf Kaler? What's his name?
Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf,
yeah,
Blitzer is on this story, and it's a big story. But like I said before, if you don't have cable, if you, you know, just rather listen to the radio, I think we're the only station that's really covering this in depth.
You can only find this on, you know, WUSB.
Well, we were going to have people outside under the bridge covering it, but nobody else is there, unfortunately, and nobody seems to care. So, I'm not sure. Well, you know, maybe, Paul, we can do something like do a half and half. Like,
that's,
you know,
about what I was figuring.
That's about what you were figuring. Why did you say something about it?
Because
they may have to say it.
You were so in-depth about this time lady thing. I did not want to break, you know, that concentration.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're suggesting is that I go on until 2:30.
Or theoretically, well, actually 1:30.
1:30.
Yes.
But then I have to leave early. But I'm leaving late. I'm confused. I'm leaving a half hour late, yet I'm leaving a half hour early.
Well, I'll be staying a half an hour late, yet I'll be leaving a half an hour early.
And yeah, but you'll be starting the same time that you... I mean, you'll be starting in the same time zone. I'm like starting in one time zone, ending in another. That's not right.
That's true.
Folks, we're confused. Help us out here. 632-6901. Look at this. The switchboard is jammed. Can't we do any better than that? All the lines are taken. I mean, no. I want more. I do want more. I'm
going to have the ones that light up that never light up before. Like the little top lines and stuff.
Yeah. The orange line. Can somebody call the orange line? We can't tell you the number, but it'd be nice to see that one light up again, just for old time's sake, when we used to do all those horrible things on the air and people would call us and tell us not to. 632-6901 is our telephone number. We'll take some phone calls. Paul, perhaps you could wake up the technical people out there and get them to contact the... They're spread out somewhere in the studio, I know that much, and just get the time lady back on the phone.
I will take my broadsword and hunt them down.
Please do that. Thank you. And our listeners, thank you. 632-6901, area code 516. Any moment now, we will be hearing from the time lady, who will tell us what time it is. But for now, I guess we should take another listener phone call. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Fine. I just wanted to tell the kid that was talking about the pizza of Pringles that I think he said nacho cheese Doritos.
I see. I'm so glad you said that.
And I just want to take this time to thank God for the time lady.
Okay.
Okay?
Where would we be without her?
Really?
All right, thanks for calling. This just in. Let's see. Today is Sunday, October 27th. Thank you for this bulletin here. Today is Sunday, October 27th, the 300th day of 1991. Where would we be without our Associated Press machine? There are 65 days left in the year. A reminder, daylight saving time? Isn't it daylight savings time? Daylight saving time, according to them, ended at 2 a.m. But it hasn't reached 2 a.m. yet. How can they say it's ended? It's not 2 a.m. yet. Clocks should have been turned back 1 hour. What are they talking to us like this for? It hasn't happened yet. They're chastising us. They're saying clocks should have been turned back 1 hour. And how can we turn them back when it's not 1 hour yet? Yeah, but it's not 2 a.m. yet. Oh, the orange line is ringing. How about that? We need a time lady on the phone. Where is she? Where? I don't... Which line? That's her?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't know that was her. How am I supposed to know that's her? Just one different blinking light. Anyway, the time lady will be on it. Don't panic, people. It gets like this, you know, in a busy news night when things are happening left and right. Things like this happen all the time. Yes, clocks should have been turned back 1 hour or 5 minutes from now. That's what the Associated Press is telling us. All right, no need to panic. Where is it this time? Which one? All five of those lines. Are you sure? Am I supposed to get it, or is this coming in here myself? I prefer to get it myself. Now, you see, that's a human on that phone. That's it. Which one? The bottom one is a dial tone. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. I have to get it myself. You have to call it, and I have to get it. So when you get it, like you did before, put the thing on hold, and then I will get it.
It's there. It's waiting.
Oh, it's there. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So, now you see, the bottom line there is different than the bottom line here. There she is.
Southern New York in vicinity, call 1-900-976-1616. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:56 and 40 seconds.
Okay,
for the
we're
weather, call
close.
1-900-976-1616.
All right, enough of the commercials.
Per minute. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:56 and 50 seconds. Good morning. The New York temperature is 62 degrees. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:57 exactly.
Okay, 3 minutes to go, folks. 3 minutes to go. This is very exciting. We're getting to the point where the clock goes back. And it's just such a thrill in the air. I mean, it only happens once a year. I imagine, have we gotten the report from Times Square? No? Okay. Well, if we can hear from the people that we have stationed there, I'm sure there's all kinds of festivities going on. Let's see if, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to program this phone to do it for me. Just by hitting all these little beeps here, I will be able to... There, that should do it. And all I have to do is press this button.
6.99 cents per minute.
And I get the time waiting.
Daylight time, 1:57 and 50 seconds.
2 minutes
Good
to go.
Good morning. The New York temperature is 62 degrees. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:58 exactly.
2 minutes.
If you need weather information, call
Oh, this is so exciting.
1-800-976-1616. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:58 and 10 seconds. What will the weather be like tomorrow? Call 1-900-976-1616. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:58 and 20 seconds.
Okay, see, the problem is they keep hanging up every minute, but we're going to get them because we got a special button here.
1:58.
A hotline to the time lady.
For weather in New York and vicinity, call 1-900-976-1616. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:58 and 40 seconds. For the weather, call 1-900-976-1616.
Please ignore all these advertisements here.
Eastern Daylight Time.
There's no way to get around it.
1:58 and 50 seconds. Good morning. The New York temperature is 62 degrees. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:59 exactly. Do you need weather information?
No.
Call
1-900-976-1616.
Eastern Daylight Time.
Okay.
1:59 and 10 seconds.
She's going to hang up.
What will the weather be like tomorrow? Call 1-900-976-1616. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:59 and 20 seconds.
Okay, now this is the one, folks. This is the one that's going to get it for us.
Eastern Daylight Time, 1:59 and 30 seconds.
30 seconds to go.
The weather in New York and vicinity, call 1-900.
What will happen at 2 a.m.? Will it go back to 1 a.m. or will it continue on with the wrong time?
1:59 and 40 seconds. For the weather, call 1-900-976-1616.
Yeah.
99 cents per minute.
I remember when
Eastern
I didn't used to do
daylight
this.
Daylight Time, 1:59 and 50 seconds. Good morning.
This is it.
The New York temperature is 62 degrees. Eastern Daylight Time, 1 o'clock. Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
976-1616.
Amazing. It's now 1 o'clock.
Time, 1 o'clock and 10 seconds.
Every time she says the word o'clock, you notice it sounds like she's being strangled? Listen to this.
Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock and 20 seconds.
How do we report
that? For 5-day weather forecast, call 1-900-976-1616. Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock and 30 seconds.
Sounds
for
like
weather
a,
in New York and vicinity, call 1-900-976-1616. Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock and 40 seconds.
Well, I hope it was as good for you as it was for me. I mean, that was amazing. That was amazing. She just, without missing a beat, although she did sound like she was strangling, went back an hour. Went back. How's everything out there? Everybody happy? Got some champagne for me? And you know, she says Eastern Standard Time now, not Eastern Daylight Time. She didn't miss that either. She didn't miss that. But, you know, I'll tell you, this disturbs me. I'm disturbed, folks, because we heard this before when we called up. I think it was at the first 1 o'clock we called up the time lady, and it sounded like she was gagging. I didn't think anything of it. And then I called up again, and it sounded like she was gagging yet again, but only when she says the word o'clock. You know what this means? I mean, a few weeks ago, the lunch lady was in trouble. We helped her out. We had this big campaign to get the lunch lady back, and we succeeded. People power succeeded and got the lunch lady back. Now, apparently the time lady is in trouble. Time lady is in trouble, and she's choking or being choked every hour on the hour. So now it's time for us to reach out and possibly confuse an operator or two along the line, but we have a mission, and that mission is to rescue the time lady before she chokes to death. But how do we do this? I'm confused myself. I guess you go to that place with the answers, the information lady. Yes, hello, operator. We have a problem here. We're trying to report difficulties with the time lady. She has trouble pronouncing a particular word, and it's something that we have to report, but we don't know who to report it to. She's going to get her supervisor, I guess. And while she's off to get her supervisor, let me again remind the folks that 632-6901 is our telephone number. And you're welcome to call us up, share in the joyous festivities of the day as we go back to where we were an hour ago and do it all over again. That's just the way mankind is. 632-6901, we have an information operator on the line. She's totally confused, and she will be helping us to try and help the time lady who seems to be having some sort of pronunciation problem. Which is bad if you're a time lady. I mean, if you're a time lady... Ah!
Supervisor, Mrs. Harrison, how may I help you?
Yes, hi. I don't quite know who to ask this question of, but there's a problem with the time lady. And one of her words is becoming all garbled, and it doesn't sound right, and we don't know who to report it to.
I don't really know who handles those.
Confuse the supervisor.
Timeline.
Well, you know, if there's some way we could report some sort of a hotline or something, because, you know, I don't know how anybody's going to find out if we don't tell them, you know?
But the court of recording just went into effect.
Well, no, you know, she got the time right. That wasn't the problem. But when she says the word o'clock, it's all garbled. It sounds like the tape is breaking or something.
Well, maybe they're going to have to redo it because it just flipped back.
Well, that's what they are going to have to redo it, but I'm afraid that they don't call up and listen to it, so they don't know.
Oh, well, they have to before it becomes the regular tape. This is just the first run of it. The time just changed.
So basically, after she does it a few times, I guess it'll sort of, the kinks will get ironed out, is what you're saying?
Well, whoever put the recording on, they have to listen to it anyway before they can leave it. But the time just flipped back, so that recording just started.
I think I understand that. Okay, so basically, if we just sort of let it rest a while, you think it'll work out?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure it will.
All right, well, thanks for your reassurance. I feel better.
Right.
Okay, good night.
Night.
Well, who says that an operator, or in this case, a supervisor, can't be real comforting? Oh, yes. Okay, so they just made the recording, and since they've just made the recording, I guess after they listen to it a few times, listen to it back, they'll know that something's wrong. But folks, do me a favor. Every hour on the hour, I want you to call the time lady and see if she's gotten it right. Because if she's garbled, it's bad for all of us. It makes us look bad. There's different time ladies for different areas, and we want our time lady to be in peak health. If you find something wrong, well, report it to somebody. I don't know who, but you can report it to me. I do care. Our number is 632-6901, as we agreed with Paul Weissman, live on the air only a few minutes ago. We will split the show in half. I will leave a half hour early, and also I will leave a half hour late. And he'll go on a half hour early and a half hour late. Somehow. And if that's not confusing, I don't know what is. Okay, we're going to go back into our drugs and rock and roll feature. Let's take a couple of calls to use out there, and then we'll update you on drugs and rock and roll. It's a thing to do, the right thing to do. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're the first call of the new time zone.
Well, thank you. This is the Time Lady's husband, and I would like to dispel a few rumors that you're implying here.
The Time Lady's husband? Well, if the rumors we're implying are correct, then you really wouldn't, I mean,
I'd like
it doesn't
to
make any
sense. Because you seem to be giving her a bad rap.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think I'm giving her a bad rap. I'm just, like, based on evidence. She has been seen with the lunch lady on several occasions in several places, if you know what I mean.
Oh, what's wrong with that? Maybe they're buying food. It seems to me that you're going on the assumption that she's a lesbian.
No,
I
never
said
that.
Right now, that is not true.
Did I ever say that? Did I ever say the word that you just said? Did I ever say that word? No, I never did.
Yeah.
I never did.
Well, I'd just like to say that the Time Lady is now a lesbian. Second of all, I'd just like to say that you made my wife feel really bad, all right? She has a speech impediment. like I do right now. I feel really bad. But for her, because she has a speech impediment.
Oh, and if you laugh at her, if you laugh at her speech impediment, of course she feels bad.
Well, no, you made her feel bad. She's very self-conscious.
We just wanted to make sure there was nothing wrong. It sounded like she was being strangled.
Well, she's not. It's been like that since she was a kid. All right? I don't know. I mean, when you're making a living out of saying o'clock, it just kind of hurts really deep down inside to see that you're making fun of her like that. And I feel really bad for her. So please, don't mention it. Nothing's wrong. All right? She's just trying to make a good, decent living. So quit it with the...
All right. Boy, people don't leave me alone. Good evening, morning, whatever.
Hi, I really sympathize with that time lady, you know. I feel bad for a speech impediment.
Well, you know, we don't know it's a speech impediment. It could just be an accident.
Yeah.
You know? It could be something wrong. It could be a cry for help. Much like those people that listen to rock and roll are crying for help.
Hi, Eric.
Well...
Arnie, are you still here?
No, not anymore.
Oh, good. Go away. Bye.
I just wanted to let you know what the deal was with the time changing.
Yeah?
I heard that, like, the Romans turn the clocks back in the fall because they turn them ahead in the spring so they can plant more and harvest more. They'll have more time during the day, like sunlight.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, why don't you extrapolate a little bit?
Well, I don't remember exactly what I heard, but... If they're working in the fields and everything, you need more light so you can plant more and you could do more in the fields.
Yeah, I guess that does make sense.
So then, to catch up, like, because you added an extra hour in the summer, you're going to put it back in the fall to, like, replace it because you don't need to do anything in the fields. I mean, if there's snow on the ground, you can't plant anything.
No, that's true. But I guess everything you say makes sense, but... How does turning the clocks back get rid of the snow on the ground?
Oh, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you figured out something there.
Not that I know of yet.
why not turn the clock back 24 hours, I'm told? I could... Well, you know, I've got to change the clocks in here. How do I do that?
I don't know.
I don't know what to do now. I'm all confused and flustered. Do you know, how many clocks do you have to set back now? I mean, you got to set back your VCR, right? You got to set your VCR clock. You got to set... you know, any watches that you have, if you have a computer, you got to do that.
Yeah, I got about 6 to set back.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. You better get started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
You're 10 minutes late, as it is.
Okay, I'll go do that now.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see if the time man here on campus is sharp enough to switch to the right time. I suspect not, for some reason. I just suspect that, but let's... Let's see for sure.
32, October 27, 212, 38, October 27.
Nope, you missed the boat. You missed the boat. He's still an hour ahead. Before I get all confused, I better change this one here. Can we get the time lady one more time? Okay, we're gonna get the time lady back in here so that I can actually set the clock. You know, it's and the only way I can do that is to get her in here on the air so that I can see the clock in front of me and do all that kind of thing. Okay, and then we're gonna get into suicide. No, well, we did suicide and rock and roll, drugs and rock and roll. But I should describe the picture of this. Of this little pamphlet here about suicide and rock and roll. It's it shows a guy with his head in a guillotine, and guess what's coming down upon his neck? A CD. That's right, a CD is the chopper there. That's quite a statement.
12.
All right, here we go.
Seconds.
Speaking of statements,
what will the weather be like tomorrow? Call 1-900-976-1616 Eastern Standard Time. 1:12:20 For a 5-day weather forecast, call 1-900-976-1616 Eastern Standard Time, 1:12:30 For weather in New York and vicinity, call 1-900-976-1616 Eastern Standard Time, 1:12:40
I've successfully set the clock on the radio. I think that's a first. So it's now 1:13 in the morning. Well, the clock's already wrong for some reason. Drugs and rock and roll. Serious business here, folks. Serious business. And for that serious business, I think Donnie and Marie provide a good backdrop. And we'll be taking phone calls until 1:30. David Lee Roth, formerly of Van Halen, yelled out at the beginning of a concert in Detroit, "We are gathered together in celebration of drugs, sex, and rock and roll." That's shocking. You got the order wrong. It's sex and drugs and rock, not drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Do you think maybe they moved drugs up to the front because this is a piece about drugs? And in the one about sex, they probably put it in its rightful order? I don't know. But anyway, that's what they say, he said. "We are gathered together in celebration of drugs, sex, and rock and roll." He was recently asked by USA Today what he thought of the use of drugs and alcohol in the entertainment industry. Roth confessed, "If you took away every musician who drank or did drugs, you wouldn't have anybody left." You think these people are nobody? Therefore, it comes as no surprise to see so many rock stars dying from drug and alcohol abuse. John Bonham of Led Zeppelin. Darby Crash of Germs. I don't know why they put him up there. Jimi Hendrix of Jimi Hendrix. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones. Janis Joplin. Keith Moon of The Who. Jim Morrison of The Doors. Elvis Presley. Bon Scott of AC/DC. And Dennis Wilson of The Beach Boys. To name a few. John Lennon, the late leader of The Beatles, who was shot with a gun. They never seem to mention that. You know, the one about suicide, they talked about how this kid shot himself, took his .22 caliber rifle off the wall. Nothing wrong with having a .22 caliber rifle if you're a volatile teenager, but if you listen to rock and roll, that's bad. But anyway, John Lennon, the late leader of the Beatles, who did not exactly die of a drug overdose, drank excessively, had a heavy heroin problem, and claimed to have dropped acid 1,000 times. His mistress, and now we know he has no morals either, his mistress described him as nervous, paranoid and insecure. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, who was strung out on heroin for at least 6 years, has a ridiculous perspective of the benefits of his drug addiction. He says, "I don't recommend heroin for anybody, but I don't regret it for myself. I could have become just another horrible, bigoted..." Oh, I'm sorry. Donnie and Maria accidentally turned you off. Sorry about that. Sacrilege. "I could have become just another horrible, bigoted megastar. With junk, I was just another guy on the street trying to get a fix." That's absurd! God has a better way of dealing with our egos than for us to have become junkies. Ozzy Osbourne acknowledges, "I am something of a madman. I can do nothing in moderation. If it's booze, I drink the place dry. If it's drugs, I take everything and then scrape the carpet for little crumbs. I took LSD every day for years. I was spending about $1,000 a week on drugs. I OD'd about a dozen times." Later, he further confessed, "I'm not sober. I still drink. I should try and quit booze. I should be totally sober. I can't get a grip on it. It's a hard thing to do." By his own admission, he's out of control. Okay, it's okay. Alice Cooper, okay? Alice Cooper once described his life. "I was drinking 2 quarts of whiskey a day after my 3-month treatment in a sanatorium. I don't know. Drinking 2 quarts of whiskey a day just to keep going. You can be high without drugs. And on the real thing. Not some synthetic junk that will destroy your body and mind. I personally did drugs for years, but didn't come to know the pure high of knowing God until I let Jesus be number one in my life. The devil can't create anything. He only attempts to counterfeit what's genuine. Jesus can give you the real peace you're looking for. Let your life come under the influence of Jesus, and you'll understand why they call junk and dope junk. And dope. Take it away, Donnie, Marie. Bring us home. Okay, let's quickly say our goodbyes. Paul Weissman is here, and we're going to be going into his program half an hour early, yet half an hour late, but let's quickly see who's out there. Good morning.
I got a problem.
We all have problems, sir. That's what we're here for, to help each other.
I found the Holy Grail. I don't know who to bring it to.
Well, the Holy Grail, who has the rights to that now?
I'm thinking either a museum or the Vatican, but I'm not sure.
No, you know, you don't want that because that gets into all this religious stuff, and they all fight about it. Tell you what, you know where the USB is, the radio station?
Yep.
Okay, leave it for me, In a box. Okay.
Yeah?
No, don't leave it out because you know somebody might you know finger it. And I'll see that it gets to the right people.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, it's just one of the things I do for people, you know.
Thanks a lot.
All right, no problem. It's really just one of the things that we do here. 632-6901. If you found anything valuable, definitely bring it down. Good evening. Morning.
Hello, this is the real Andrew Goldberger, and I listened to the tape, and I'm flattered.
That wasn't you before, was it?
Excuse me?
That wasn't you the first time, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. I didn't think so.
But I do, you know, I don't like Clarence Thomas, and I just want to reaffirm that I don't, and... But I did hear a good Clarence Thomas joke for this week.
Is it clean?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear the clean Clarence Thomas joke of the moment.
Okay, you know, he was the youngest Supreme Court justice of all time, but he'll never be over the hill.
That's priceless. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for sharing that with us. Okay, that's two left. Let's go. Good morning.
Good morning. I just heard something very interesting on the Weather Channel.
You were watching the Weather Channel when the time zones changed?
Yeah, I was watching it, and they didn't change. They didn't time back until 2:10, but it was 2:09. It was 2:09 and 59 seconds, and it said 1:10 and 0 seconds.
They waited 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Imagine if there had been some kind of weather emergency.
Wow.
And everybody thought it was an hour later than it really was. I mean, there's no need spreading panic on top of disaster.
Nope.
I always say that.
Also, about the lunch lady's husband, I have a confession to make to him. I'm friends with him. I'm really sorry about this, but I slept with the time lady.
Well, I mean, that would sort of reaffirm what he says, that she's not a, you know...
Yeah.
You know.
No, I guess that's good for her, but, you know...
Well,
I'm
it's
really
good
sorry.
It's good for what he says, but it might be bad for, you know, his interpersonal relationships with her, I guess.
I'm really sorry to him that I slept with
the... Well, by the way, I should say, because I've been referring to a time man on campus, it's not the same... The time man is not the time ladies. It doesn't work that way. They're not husband and wife team.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something... It's something that you earn. It's not something you're born into. Okay, I just wanted to make that clear. There was some misunderstanding about that.
Yeah, my goodness.
So the time man is completely different entity.
To, you know, the husband, I'm really sorry, you know. I didn't know that they were married and all that, so, you know.
Yeah, but you know now. You know now. You lived, you learned.
Before I got, you know.
All right, well.
Being in between the time when you called the first week at 1:30, and then you called again like 10 to 2, when it was actually 10 to 1, and in between that time, 20 minutes, that's... What happened, and then I listened to him before, and I'm really sorry.
Uh-huh. All right, well, thanks for straightening that out for us. Paul, did you have any questions?
Yeah, I was wondering, you say you slept with a time lady.
Yes.
I'm going to try to put this as, you know, bluntly as possible without overstepping any bounds here, but when she, you know, climaxes, does she actually scream out the time, or, you know... Is it Eastern Standard Time?
I can just go on record and say that's a rather crude question. But
you know, she didn't, but she, as soon as we got done, after the climax, she got up and said, oh my God, I gotta go change the time back to 1 o'clock.
You mean it was tonight?
Oh.
Sir, you have no morals whatsoever. I would think she'd jump up and say, my God, look at the time. Because that kind of thing must excite her, you know? It's her whole life, the time, think of it.
She was probably looking under the watch the whole time.
That's true. Probably a stopwatch. Okay, one more call. Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
How about a Pee-wee Herman joke?
If this is the one about the theater and all that...
No, this is a different one.
Okay, because I've heard one in the theater a few times too many. But go ahead, is this clean?
Yeah, you can say this one on the air. What is Pee-wee Herman's favorite sandwich?
Okay, what is
Pee-wee?
Want to hear the answer? What is Pee-wee Herman's favorite sandwich?
Yeah, what? Yeah, Pee-wee Herman's favorite sandwich, a Reuben. Hold the pickle.
What a nice note to end on. Thank you.
Okay.
I couldn't have said it better myself, I guess. Okay, that's the end of the show. Okay, because it's late, it's early, it's 1:26 in the morning. We're on until 2, but we've already been on until 2. In fact, we've been on too long. Paul Weissman is next. I don't know what he's going to do, but hopefully it'll be less confusing than what we're doing. I won't be here next week, but I will be here in 2 weeks. Yes, I'll be here in 2 weeks, and we'll do something crazy then. I promise. Till then, stay away from rock and roll. Stay with the wholesome things of life. And don't let anybody steer you into the path of those things which shouldn't be talked about. Good night.
Together, man.
I'm trying.